This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Robert Marston, Marston. Date of birth is February 5th of 1951. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Marston with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. His last visit was August 6th of 2020. He has received three of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations, and he's planning to take the next fourth shot when that becomes available to him. To his knowledge, he has not been ill with COVID-19 or exposed. He has lost 31 pounds over the last year and a half, and he is carefully dieting and trying to lose weight. He states that his blood sugar is much more controlled. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine output is good without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. He's on several new meds, metformin 500 milligrams 3 daily, Actos 30 milligram daily, Trulicity 0.75 milligram once weekly, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Tricor 145 milligram daily, Losartan 25 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, and calcium with vitamin D1 daily. Physical exam, weight 184 pounds, blood pressure 139 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 6th, 2022. Creatinine is 1.45, which is stable. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.8. His sodium is 143. Potassium slightly elevated this in April here at 5.6. And this has been a recurrent problem for the patient. Bicarbonate is 27, calcium 10.0, albumin is 3.7. His albumin to creatinine ratio is 42.3 in the microscopic range. I don't have a recent CBC. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy with improved blood sugar control and ongoing weight loss, hypertension at goal, and microalbuminuria. The patient's current medications will be continued. He was advised to follow a low-potassium diet, and he does understand the low-potassium diet, he reports. Labs will be checked every 6 months, 3 to 6 months, and he'll be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.